Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Brought to you by WP Gears. I almost forgot to say that, Tim. And today we've got some special guests with us. We've got Josh and Micah Daly with WPMU Dev. And they have started an awesome new podcast that we're going to let them tell you all about. But before they do, let's let them introduce themselves. And we'll start off with Joshua.
Yeah, I'm Josh. And I am with WPMU Dev. Been on the marketing team there for about 6.5 years.
Awesome. It's great to have you, Josh.
I'm Micah. I'm Josh's brother. I'm his younger brother. And I've been on WPMU Dev's marketing team for 6 months. I am brand new.
Fantastic. Well, it is great to have you guys. And we wanted to bring you on because you guys started an awesome new WordPress podcast called Hello WP. And we felt like the world needs to know about it. And we felt, why not just bring you on and let you guys tell everybody about your podcast, what it is, what your plans are for it, and why you started it and everything. And yeah. Before I dive off into you guys, Tim, did you want to say anything?
I'll jump in and say, for those of you that don't know, WPMU Dev, we talk about their plugins a lot. They're awesome. We met Josh originally in Phoenix for WordCamp Phoenix earlier this year. And then we got to see him again in Nashville this last week and got to meet Micah in person. And so, it just worked out to have them on the podcast, talk about their new podcast, which is also a WordPress podcast, but comparatively to WP the Podcast, they're very, very different. But it's, yeah, I just listened to Hello WP this morning, so everything's fresh. I'm pumped up. So yeah, we'll let you guys take it away, kind of tell the backstory, and then we'll jump in with questions as needed.
Cool. Josh, do you wanna tell the backstory?
Yeah, well, we were kind of looking at creating our own podcast. And a matter of fact, I sat in your guys' talk at WordCamp in Phoenix here, on Coopetition. I don't know if you remember the talk, but it was a really cool and inspiring thing actually for me. And as we were looking at what we wanted to do with podcasting, there's so many great podcasts out there for WordPress already, and we didn't want to replicate that. There's a lot of interview style things. There's a lot of plugin and theme review things. And so diving into this space, we didn't want to just create a new clutter for WordPress. I think that's probably a big problem in WordPress marketing right now, is that everybody's vying for the same keywords It all seems to overlap and feels that way. And so we wanted to look at something a little different and say, how can we contribute to the community and maybe tell a story that actually fit? And as we brought Mike in, he's an incredible producer and has done a great job, adding in all the bells and whistles, if you will. I don't know what else to call them, but the bells and the whistles.
There are some awesome bells and whistles. I'll tell you, it's a great podcast. Micah's been a phenomenal post-production. When I first listened to it, I was like, I felt like this thing was produced in Hollywood. It was so good. I mean, it was, and I'm trying to build excitement, but I'm being honest and I'm being sincere here. This thing is very, very well done. So I don't mean to derail you, Josh.
I appreciate that. And I think he's done a great job with that. But we also were looking at his skill sets and going, here's a new guy entering the WordPress space. And we don't want to come across presuming that we know something that is been around for a long time better than what we actually do. So we wanted to approach it from a learning space. We wanted to approach it from an educational space for sure. But how could we kind of merge the worlds of introducing somebody who's new to WordPress to the space, but also be interesting for a pro user? And kind of the tagline that we picked up on at that time when we were looking at it was, once you're past being new, you can never be new again. Yeah. You can only be new once. And as a developer or a designer, that creates a tension because you're trying to create things for new people all the time. And they're supposed to know where things are at and know how to use those things. But it gets very challenging. The more time you go by, you might think something should be somewhere, but it's not as intuitive as you thought it was, you know? And so we wanted to explore, how do we merge these two things together? Somebody who might use the wrong language, the wrong thought about something, but also be of value to our member base at WPMU Dev, because we have really, our target market is the agencies and the freelancers and people who are looking for a secondary or third stream of income through hosting and management and site maintenance and those kinds of things. So that's where Hello WP was born.
That's awesome. Well,
it spurned a question for me, and I don't know. I know Micah, we're going to give you a chance to jump in here as well, but and we may circle back to it, but I want to know how you came up with the name. I understand the reasoning behind, but what made you choose Hello WP? I mean, and maybe yeah. It's something as simple as the standard WordPress install. Hello, you know.
It is. It really started with, I built my first blog on WordPress when I think I was 14. And I'll always remember that first, the default post that's in there. It just says, "Hello world." And so as we were, like Josh mentioned, as we were talking about, you can never be new again, but there's always certain things that was like, that was a memorable experience. And so I think the "Hello world" is a memorable thing when you're first joining WordPress. And so we talked about doing "Hello world," and that was taken also by another WordPress podcast. And then we talked about doing "Hello WordPress," but we didn't know if that would be allowed. So we went with "Hello WP." And side note here, every time we would sit down to record, Josh would say, "Welcome to Hello WP, the podcast."
That's awesome.
Because he would think about your guys' show, and I'd always have to be like, "Careful, careful, we're not stealing their podcast."
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I love that Hello WP. I think it's catchier than Hello WordPress. You know, it's more, you know, short and to the point. But then also it's kind of like Hello World. Now that hearing you explain it, it's almost like you're saying hi back to WordPress. Like, oh,
yeah.
WordPress that's saying Hello World, and now you're saying Hello WP, which is cool.
Yeah. Right. And it was funny wearing the shirts at WordCamp because it was my first WordCamp. And it's my introduction to WordPress, and I'm wearing a shirt that say, "Hey, hello, everybody in WordPress. I'm new here."
That's awesome. You know, so it works, so yeah, on different levels there. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Definitely wanted to give a nod, to that initial post and that initial experience of WordPress. And I think that other podcast, the one that's Hello World, is actually broader than WordPress. It's a development podcast, but yeah
definitely. So I when you guys first told us about it, David went and listened to it. I listened to a quick snippet, and right away it's like, okay, it is, you know, drastically different than our podcast. It's drastically different than most podcasts, but some similarities. Like immediately I thought of the Serial podcast, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with, like went viral. That narrative style, you know, kind of telling a story, kind of journalistic. And I know there's other podcasts too that are narrative as well. That's just the one that I'm most familiar with. What was kind of the reasoning behind going that direction? I know obviously to be different, but what kind of prompted that storytelling type of production?
Yeah. So I've been interested in podcasts for a long time. I think I started listening around 8 years ago is when I really dove into the podcast world. And at that time, I got really interested in This American Life and a lot of NPR shows, Serial, and kind of all the shows that blossomed from that style of podcasts and radio. And so as a teenager, I got into audio production. So I've always been really interested in audio production. And so it was kind of the combination of my worlds colliding there. I've dreamed of having audio jobs, doing audio work. And then as I got into podcasts, I thought, man, it would be really fun to make a podcast someday, but I never really had an interesting topic. So as I got asked to brainstorm this podcast, it was like, well, this is where I can finally experiment with all these ideas I've had, you know, and all the things I've picked up from the podcasts I've listened to.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
So it's interesting because listening to the podcast, your method of storytelling and stuff, you've got a really great voice. It very much is like This American Life and that NPR type kind of tone. Really, wow. You know, it's done really, really well. I listened to it almost immediately after y'all sent the link around Thanksgiving and on my way back from Thanksgiving with family, and just loved it because I listen to those same podcasts. I'm a podcast junkie. I love them. And I think about maybe our grandparents or great grandparents back in the day when their entertainment was radio and storytelling. And I'll be honest, my brain is always going. It's hard to have it slowing down. ADHD, whatever you want to call it, entrepreneurism or whatever. Yeah. It's just going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I never thought to stop and listen to podcasts that it would have such an impact on me. But when I started listening to podcasts and I listened to those types that your podcast is, wow. I mean, it's like watching a movie. I mean, there's a story there. You're there. It's amazing. So if you've never listened to a podcast and this is your first time listening to WP, the podcast, and it's 5 minutes, go check out Hello WP. You're going to be entertained and taken down a road and a journey, and it's going to be awesome. So,
oh man, that's the best compliment you could give. Honestly, we've been told it's cool to hear a journalistic style podcast about WordPress, and that's just my favorite compliment that we could get. It really means a lot. Thank you.
Hey, well, you guys have done a great job with it. I look forward to, I guess my next question is this. What is the schedule of your podcast? How often are they coming out? When are they, you know, because I got to tell you, I've been on, you know, my podcast app looking for the next episode.
I keep sending messages over to Micah telling him I'm going through Hello WP withdrawals. Because I get to hear these episodes as they're being made, but because of the nature of the style, we're going to have to release probably in series of
seasons.
Season, yeah. So we'll do 6 to 8. This first season that we're trying to release will come out in January, and it will be all 6 episodes at once.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, so we've been going at it for about 6 months. It's been actually a really wild thing for us because, you know, it's not a cheap thing to do. You guys know that producing high quality audio and the time that it takes to put it together. And so we put together a short pilot episode to pass off to James Farmer, our CEO, and a small focus group kind of thing inside of the team. We created a little Slack channel that was just a few folks who are podcast listeners and kind of junkies the way that we are. in the same boat with David on that stuff. We just like listen all the time. And so we wanted to share it with that kind of group of people first. And we shared that pilot episode. We were like, well, we'll just try to do, you know, one a week. And it was a little less, I think we only had two interviews in that first episode and we were trying to get it out faster. And once we gave it to James, he was pretty blown away with the episode and came back and said, I can see people binge listening to a whole season.
Yeah.
Said, take your time and just get out a quality product. Told us to even lay back on focusing primarily on WPMU Dev's narrative and the WordPress narrative at large to hopefully have something that speaks to the broader audience of WordPress and somebody who never has used WordPress might still be interested in the topic, even if they never build a website. So those are kind of some of the ways that took shape and came out of it. But yeah, it does. It takes us probably a month if we were going episode to episode to put them together because, you know, trying to get in touch with really busy people, important people in the WordPress space. And so that's kind of where we've landed at the moment. We dropped the Gutenberg episode because of 5.0 coming out and knowing the relevancy and kind of seeing that this specific episode would be a time capsule piece about a space and time of WordPress that as we move along, Gutenberg probably will lose its name. You know, it'll become just the WordPress editor, the new editor. Yeah. And so relevant, we wanted to be relevant with that and kind of get some buzz going around what we're going to be doing.
Hey everyone, Tim here. And we had so much awesome stuff to talk about with the guys from Hello WP that we decided to break up the interview into two parts. And so we are going to continue the conversation in tomorrow's episode. So tune in tomorrow to hear the remainder of the interview with the guys from Hello WP with WPMU Dev. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.